All right. Good morning, everybody. How are we doing today? Hey, we're going to get going. Welcome to Bird Park Church. Thanks for being here. How we doing? Everyone hear me in the back? Woo! All right, all the way back there. How you guys doing in Avalon? You guys hear me down in Avalon? I don't know. I don't know if I got anything. So, hey, great to see you guys today. Welcome. My name is Reed, if we haven't met yet. And, man, another beautiful day in Avalon. And, gosh, all this you guys see today, I just want to do a big round of applause for the team that puts this together. John, my man John right here, he's up here at like 6 o'clock in the morning, all right, sweating it out, setting this up. And so big applause for those guys. And thank you to all who are getting involved. Hey, I just want to say, we had this little fundraiser going for this sound equipment, raising $2,000 to purchase it so that we can use it for the long term. And we have met and exceeded that goal. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Praise be to God for the generosity there. Things are happening. And if you haven't been inside the church building, you probably won't recognize it when we're back in there again. So the team is active, alive, and there's so much generosity going on here. And so thank you to all. Thank you to all. Hey, also check out the QR codes on each of your tables. You'll be able to follow along in the lyrics, Spanish and English. I don't know if you guys were here last week, but we were the fuego was real, all right, with some of these Spanish songs. I don't know if you guys enjoyed that, but I know we did. So, man, we're going to do a little bit more of that today. As the band comes up, I just want to say, I don't know if any of you guys need to hear this today, but I'm just distracted this morning. I need to pray against a little bit of distraction going on. There's a lot of future stuff. I think we're all thinking about the future, right, and what that looks like. I love this verse today that I just found comforting for me today. This message that we're going to be hearing today is as true among you today as when you first heard it. It doesn't diminish or weaken over time. It's the same all over the world. The message bears fruit and gets larger and stronger, just as it has in you. From the very first day you heard it and recognized the truth of what God is doing, you've been hungry for more. You guys hungry for more? All right, hey, let's worship. Let's do it.
Thanks, Reed. We'll let him get settled there before we start our first song. But again, welcome. And feel free to stand, stay seated, however you need to connect with the Lord this morning. We're just glad that you're here joining with us. Let's turn our hearts and our thoughts upon him. Let's praise his name in this place.
Now that death has died, the love creation cries, holy, holy is our God Almighty. The sting of death I fear, not with his presence here. Hallelujah, he's alive. Now that death is died, all of creation cries, holy, holy is our God Almighty. The sting of death I fear, not with his presence here. Death is done, all of creation cries, holy, holy is our
the kindness of your heart. I'm not afraid to die.
Amen. I don't know what word you might need to put in there. We sang quite a few of them there that cannot separate or keep us from the work of God in our life. No depression, no weapon, no evil, no fear, no injustice. You know, maybe some of you just need deep healing physically. Maybe some need that deep healing spiritually. There is nothing that can separate us from that work of Christ. And I think just to enter into the presence of God this morning with the great I am that's on display in the nature around us, but in your life as well, very personally to you in your world. And so whatever your heart just wants to call out to the Lord on this morning, to say, Lord, this is what my burden is right now, or my barrier right now might be this between me and you, and or praise God, right, for just how you have moved in my life in this area. I feel free from that bondage that used to take me out in that area, right? That is a spirit and a life of worship, which is what fuels this thing we do corporately here, is meeting God either in a place of great need and desperation, because we always need him. We always need him. Even on good days, I need him. He is my sufficiency. He is my sustainability in my life, right? And so we thank him for being present and being active in my life. And yet we need to call out. Man, if we're struggling, call out to the Jesus and Savior came to break through those things and bring you into oneness with him. Let me just pray in that regard this morning for us as we just continue to worship. Father, I just pray and I thank you, Jesus, for your intervention at just the right time. While we were sinners, you died and you came into our scene, our world, and changed us through your death and resurrection to enable us by the power of your Spirit to know newness, to know oneness with you, to fuel a flame in us that is burned by the Holy Spirit, Lord, to bring praise and honor to your name, to cut free from the slavery of sin and death, and to move into a life of hope and peace that we've been singing in the goodness of God. I pray that for each individual that is within earshot of these speakers or in this land right now, Lord, that you would break through whatever is burdening us from knowing that life. And may your life come abundant and pour over us, that we might pour praise out to you. Lord, we get prepared even for taking in your word of truth that sets us free this morning. And we're excited about that this morning as we're going to dive into that in a short bit. But Lord, we just turn again our praise and thanks to you and our desperate need of you. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, as we continue to venture, I don't have my Spanish speaker and singer here, but Caroline and I are going to do our best. I picked one that I remember doing at youth groups. And this song is called Eres Todo Poderoso. On your translations there of your lyrics, there's both English and Spanish, so you can kind of see. But I just wanted to let my English crowd know this morning what we're really singing here, and this is all going to be sung in Spanish in just a moment, is the only reason for my adoration is you, my Jesus. My only reason to live is you, my Lord. My only truth, it is in you. You are my light and my salvation, and forever, or my only hope, or my only love, sorry, it is you, Lord, and forever I will praise you. You are almighty, you are great and majestic, you are strong, invincible, and there is no one like you, right? And there is no one like him. And so we're going to teach you this, if you know it already, and our Spanish-speaking brothers and sisters, just be blessed as we continue to fellowship and worship with you as well in these mornings. So,
eres tú, mi Jesús, mi único motivo para vivir. Eres tú, mi Señor, mi única verdad está en ti. Eres mi luz,
en mi salvación, mi único amor, eres tu Señor.
Great down. seat. Thank you for coming out today. Thank you for worshiping with your families. Some of you are on vacation. Some of y'all really wish you were on vacation. Others are here and you got to get to work in a couple of hours. And others are in their golf carts. Some are volunteering. The weather's getting warmer and you're still coming out to church. Amen? Right? Who knows what the conditions will be? We will worship. We'll be here. We're giving our best effort to a bilingual service again this morning. And so I've asked Enrique to help me out. And I was going to use some of my Spanish this morning, Enrique. But I don't want to steal from what you have to say today. And I want to be careful with that. I've got to learn this language. I've got to. I've been so busy doing other things that I forget there are some things outside of a smile, outside of a hug, and certainly duct tape that we need to communicate, and I want to learn this beautiful language. And I appreciate the band, the effort from the band, and also our wonderful translation last week, Enrique's message. And I'm taking it to heart because there's unity in the body, and the body is made up of many languages, just like heaven will be as well. Amen? My name's Andrew, and for those of you listening online, thank you for joining us this morning. This sermon is called Crowded in My Head. Anyone feel crowded in your head right now? All right, you got 6 feet going on around everybody, but it might as well be right up there. It's so crowded. Mark chapter 1, verse 35 through 45 says this. This is some eyewitness stuff about Jesus. What better topic than the main thing this morning to keep the main thing? So we're going there this morning with Jesus, and he prays in a solitary place. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, went out to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, "Hey, everyone is looking for you." I mean, it has an exclamation point, so I'm just kind of reading it like I see it there, right? Jesus replied, "Let's go somewhere else. There's some nearby villages. I can preach there also. That's why I've come." Looking right back at him, answering directly to him. So he traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. And then Jesus heals a man with leprosy. Verse 40, a man with leprosy came to him, begged him on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus was indignant. He reached out his hand, touched the man, said, "I am willing. Be clean." Immediately, the leprosy left him. Immediately, he was cleansed. Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning. Verse 44, "See that you don't tell this to anyone, but go and show yourself to the priest. Offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them." And instead, verse 45, he went out. What did he do? Oh, man, did he go off. He talked freely, spreading the news. He just went crazy. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in lonely places. Yet the people still came to him from everywhere. We need each other. Say that with me. We need each other. Look at someone near you. One, two, three. Here we go. We need each other. Let's pray. He's the only one. When a doctor can't do it, he's the only one. When a politician can't do it, only he can. When we can't do it for ourselves, only he can. My friends here at Bird Park Community Church, you are not alone in this battle called life. And it's hard for us to be together. It's really different. And we can get lonely. And we can become homesick, not being able to hang out together as closely as we like with everyone, but with a few. Just because we're physically alone, though, my friends, does not mean that we have to be spiritually alone. Amen? God, you inhabit all things. You inhabit the praises of your people. Today, Lord, I pray that you fill every house online where this word is going. Fill every golf cart that has folks listening and the homes represented by those that came out here to this turf. Every living room, every bedroom, so this word can go forth in every golf cart, every prison cell where this word could go, that you fill the spaces right now with your glory. The coves, leeward, windward, campgrounds, the Trans Catalina Trail, take it where you want it to go. Spirit, just blow through this place, and may people be called through the church, not to the church this morning. Literally taking what has changed their life and building the kingdom of God. And we thank you that you're here. Amen, folks. We thank you that you're here, Jesus. We thank you that you're never forsaken. We pray this. We believe this. Because we have your word on it. A guarantee from heaven that you'll never leave us. And we stand on that promise right now. And we come before you in humility to be able to read the scripture. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Very early in the morning. Anyone like very early in the morning around here? Riley's? You guys like very early in the morning? Some of you guys? Yeah? Oh, I got a few. Oh, I got some double thumbs up over there, right? Some of you guys are like, eh. Depends on if the coffee's brewing and where it's from. But he got up. Jesus got up. And I wonder if this is foreshadowing something that happens later in the gospel, according to Mark. I wonder, as if he knows how all this turns out. Okay, but Jesus is hiding from his disciples. Let's have a confession booth right now, like our Catholic Church. How many parents have a hiding place to escape your children during this pandemic? Be honest with me. Exactly. Okay. Now, when my kids were little, my garage was my hiding place. Or my bathroom when my kids were younger. And once you become a parent long enough, you start finding these little places to create private little nests. And they're in your home, and you just want to hide. Actually, parents, you know I'm speaking for you. You want to rest from your kids. You're tired. You're exhausted. And some of these places that we used to get away, my friends, we can no longer go to right now. We're forced to deal with some of the things in our own hearts. There's nowhere to hide. We used to be able to run from some of these things. And every now and then, I need to get away from Peter just like Jesus did. I got a lot of Peters. They're driving me nuts around here. And I know this sounds a little bit ironic, and we talk about spending time with Jesus all the time. Here we read that Jesus needed to spend time with Jesus. Jesus needed time for himself. That's pretty interesting. His father as well. And this is really important. Because if we never spend time disconnected from the external, we'll always be driven by agendas that come from the outside. I mean, I'm not talking about folks that just want to have lunch or you know, students that want to hang out or a quick water cooler conversation. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about missional friends, high maintenance, big needs, not a lot of ally stuff that's coming your way to build you up and help you out. Folks, you know what I'm talking about. You're giving, 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 and sometimes you are just, I need to hide. And Jesus sets the model for us to live from within. And he's teaching here not only the importance of getting up early to align ourselves with his purpose, since popularity and purpose don't always work well together. They don't in his case. In fact, we should not confuse fame with faithfulness. Amen? We shouldn't do that. and not confuse being noticed with being known. How about the leper? Every day somebody saw that leper. Did they know him? They saw him, but did they know him? And Jesus refused to conform to the popular opinion about external stuff, external ideas. And for this reason, we read he had to sneak away. And I love the fact that in this verse, no matter what translation I'm looking at, solitary place means very isolated, very alone, as the Bible calls it, to recharge and spend time with who? His dad and himself. Jesus had to hang out with Jesus. And this is so Jesus can get his orders from the inside. What's the plan, Pops? What's it look like? What's the day look like? What's this next hour look like? Is anybody tracking with me? You're already thinking of Monday. Let's just stop and see how we get through lunchtime here on Sunday, all right? Father, what's my afternoon look like? Is there a nap in there anywhere? Can you throw that one in? Help me with that. He wanted to be correctly directed as to what he's got to do today. We need to have this place in our lives. I'm speaking to myself right now. I am speaking to myself. We need those places where we're willing to be alone for a little while. And yesterday I was with some very close friends. We made just a little excursion to Two Harbors. And even though I was with friends and it seemed like a lot was going on around me, I still felt isolated. I still could do that mentally. I can compartmentalize what the next several days look like. My daughter leaves for college today to go to Florida. And we got a lot of stuff getting on the boat and all that stuff. You know, I was like, I'm not going to go there right now. I'm in this beautiful place. And I'm going to sit here for a minute. And I actually went snorkeling and I kind of hid under the pier for a little bit. You know that pier. It was a great place. I want to be alone for a little while rather than spend our entire lives scrolling through screenshots that merely reflect somebody else's idea of purpose. And so Jesus tells us, and then he reminds us that it's important. It's important to be alone. Does anybody need this morning? I'm just wondering if there's anyone that needs to hear that you need to be alone and isolated and need some lonely time. All right, six of us this morning. Great. The rest of you guys are already on your to-do list. This is for all of us, pastors included. I'm finding during this pandemic that it's more difficult than ever before to be alone. You're sitting here going, I don't think you get the idea of pandemic. I mean really alone. I'm not talking about physically distant. I get that. I know what the posters say all over town. I get it. But to be really alone and to seek God and to ask the important question, what do you, Father, what do you want me to do? My daughter's leaving and I'm gonna miss her. But this next stage of life is called empty nest. What do I do? It's been a long, long time. Help me come back. Help us both come back. Help my daughter. You know, put yourself, put your situation, put your job, put the furlough, put your leases due, put where am I getting the grocery money? Put it all there. What do you want me to do? I give all of this to you and everyone to you, Father. And this is hard to do because we're being bombarded. Just like there's plenty of other apps that accompany our Bible app on the phone. There are a ton of apps on your phone. You know it. I'm looking at the Weather Channel this morning. It's not much different for the next couple weeks. You know what I'm saying? But I just felt like checking it out for some reason. Relax. Have you noticed that it's hard to be alone even right now? Some of you guys have heard a few things I've said. Maybe it was a scripture. But it's hard to focus sometimes. Even now, we're being flooded with voices. Switchfoot has a sweet song out there called Voices in My Head. I've got these voices in my head. And as this band was singing the song, I was listening to it a couple weeks ago, Jesus had a quiet place. So I'd get to ask you this morning, because it's fair, where is yours? And don't say it out loud, because it may be taken by somebody else here. But where is your quiet place? A few of us here love to go paddling. But even then, an express boat comes in, and here comes the wave of doom. You know what I'm saying? Just looking right at me in the face. Sometimes you got to take paddling, and you got to get out of Dodge. Maybe it's not the mouth of the harbor for paddling, right? Where is your quiet place? I wish there was an airplane mode switch for my mind. Just switch it off like we have on our phones, where we can just turn off the Wi-Fi for a minute. Turn off the Bluetooth right here. Just shut it down. I wish there was one for my mind. However, I cannot find one. And even when I'm alone physically, emotionally, I'm going to be honest with you, and I love being honest up here because I am like you. I'm letting you know that I often find my mind in a very crowded place. I'm crowded in my head. And one of the biggest concerns of this era is that we become numb to the things that really matter because we're so bombarded, constantly connected to the things that are peripheral, and they're all vying for our attention, every one of them, and it's not essential. My friends, I understand what's happening in the world, but what's happening in Kazakhstan right now is not affecting my immediate family, okay? I gotta get through. I have to look at what a car repair looks like or what it's going to be like to pay my lease. And then I'll check out Kazakhstan, okay? And then I'm going to go back. I'm going to check out my 92-year-old parents that moved into assisted living on Tuesday. I think those things are dictating the course of our life. Amen? Those are the dailies. Those are the dailies. Instead of the 20 minutes of this news, 20 minutes of that news, and I got 40 minutes of crowded in my head going on. You know what? Peter comes looking for him. Jesus had the opportunity to be alone. The Bible says Peter came looking. You know what Shelley started doing to me this week? She called me in my house. We moved. We don't even have a bedroom. It's a one-room house. I'm on the other side of the library, and she called me, and she goes, "Could you turn down your headphones? I can hear the music through your headphones." Oh, my goodness. She's not here, so I can rag on her a little bit, but she started calling me in my own house. She's looking for me, as if I'm on her payroll or something, okay? So Peter finds Jesus, and you can look this up and study this in the Bible if you want to. The Greek term, looking up here, it's saying Jesus was tracked down by Peter while Jesus needed to take a break from all the craziness. We need a little spot. We need a spot to hear what the Father says. Get away from the distractions. Get away from the opinions. And I'm going to throw this one in there, too, because this one hits home all the time for frontline leaders here, and you're listening to me. Judgmentalism. Judgmentalism. We need to get away from the judgmentalism. It's hard. Get away from the 24, 26, 27, 28-hour depression, anxiety, craziness. It goes on and on throughout the night, not even a day, and it's presented to us in the form of entertainment. A lot of it's entertainment, but it does nothing but cultivate fear. So we get hooked on this stuff. We get hooked on it. That's designed, literally, to keep us in a state of needing the very thing that's killing us. So I thought of this. Jesus got away, and here comes Peter, like a stalker. Sort of like how the devil likes to track you down. Almost like how anxiety will track you down. Almost like something that happened 2 years ago. 2 years ago. 5 years ago. 10 years ago. 2 months ago. It's going to track you down. And Peter says this to Jesus. "Hey, Rabbi, everybody's looking for you." As if Jesus was going to conform to the expectation of other people. He came from God. He came from God for a purpose. And that was his very nature. And at the height of his popularity, he chooses to be alone. My friends, can you imagine if the leadership of this town, if the leadership of this nation chose to get alone at the height of their popularity, at the height of this political season? Can you imagine what would happen if our leaders got alone to spend time with the creator of the universe, their creator? Let's pray for that. Let's pray for them. Let's lift them up. I believe it can happen. And here's what you can do when your intention and purpose are set from within. Here's what I mean with this. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You go after that first. And this, that you operate out of a place of peace. You operate out of a place of peace, not from pressure. We let the world's craziness be as it wants to be. However, we purpose something that transcends all understanding. Amen? All understanding. Amen? Yeah, it's a little muffled with the masks on, but I'm listening for you. because I'm giving you something. These are not my words. And to guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, we have to literally look for his kingdom and give everything and everyone to him. And also this, and this is powerful stuff, and I've had to listen to my own words. You got to set boundaries. I've had to set boundaries. And this is the scope that we're going to give our attention to. Right here. Here it is. Focus our eyes on what is eternal and not temporal. And Jesus responds to Peter by saying, I'm glad they're looking for me, bro. But right now, I need to be alone. And Jesus says this, let's go to other villages. Let's move on. This is what I've come to do. Let's hit some other villages. And when you know what goes on the other side of that, this is what I came for. Okay? When you know what goes on the other side of this is what I came for. I don't care how old you are sitting here this morning. When you discover God's purpose for you in this world and you see it and you understand what's on the other side of that, literally, man, there's such integrity. Man, there's such focus there. Ask, what is your purpose for being here this morning? Or even listening online. What is your purpose for being here this morning? I hope it's not for attendance. I hope it's not so everyone can see the brand new, you know, mask that you have. I hope it's not because it's the right thing to do and we've always done this for tradition, right? Look at your motive. Examine your purpose. There's a motive in everything we do and don't do. God is working and God is moving in your heart right now. What does he want to say? Can you focus on him as a motive? Can you focus on him? My purpose today here, Andrew Hobbs, is to preach the word of God. And I possess no ability to change you. I can't do it. Thank God. Enrique, you can't either. Band members, sorry. Can't. And we know this. I'm not qualified to illuminate all the issues that plague humanity. It's too big for me. And I believe, though, that God did give me a tongue to sustain and speak to someone this morning that's been in a lonely place. I've been there. And I can not only say I care, but I understand. And I go to Jesus and I say, I have this garbage going on, and this stuff belongs to you. And he says, I care. And Andrew, I understand. And I want you to know that Jesus chose to go to a lonely place. I mean, right after the leper's healed, he bolted. He chose to go there. There's a difference. He chose to separate himself from all the stress, to separate himself from all the drama, to separate himself from all the demands that were surrounding him. He had to save the world. And maybe the reason that in this season we feel so stressed out, it's because we don't know why God put us here. Because we have been so busy chasing popularity or status or survival or even achievement. And Jesus chose to retreat to a lonely place in order to achieve alignment with his assignments. Jesus told Peter, let's go to some other town because I didn't come here to do spectacular things or to pursue fame and recognition. Let me go do what I came to do. My friends, right here in your home, I challenge you this morning. Enrique will do the same in a few minutes to go do what you are chosen here to do. Do what you came to do. Take today's message, guys. Leave the tents and take it to your home, your tent. Your living room. Go do what you came to do. If you came to merely be entertained, then just stay seated. But if you came to praise the Lord this morning, you don't care how it looks. You don't care how it feels. And you know that real worshipers can literally worship him anywhere, 93 degrees, no humidity, or Florida, 103 today with 1,000 degrees humidity percentage. It doesn't matter. You know that you can do this anywhere. Then let God know that everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Everything. Everything. everything, whatever it is. I came to magnify you. I came to somebody's home today listening online or under these tents or sitting in your golf cart to remind you that God is with you in the lonely places. Listen to me. God's with you in the dark places. He's with me, where we can steer our attention towards the direction of what His destiny is for us and not the distraction of the moment. Sometimes we get crowded in our heads and God tells us, son, I'm going to meet you in the lonely places. Just come near. God tells you, you don't got to hide from me. Look for me. Seek first my kingdom. I'll meet you there. God tells us you don't have to stay away from him. Andrew, put that down. Come. Come sit at my table. In fact, if you want to take the lowest seat, that's fine. Take the lowest seat. But I'm going to call you to a greater seat. I'm going to call you to something bigger. It's my timing. Watch what I can do. God says you can still come close to me, even with the crap in the past and the things you've dealt with. God is near the brokenhearted. Amen? He is near the brokenhearted. Listen, hear it. He's near you. He gave us a gospel lesson showing us how Jesus went outside of the camp in order for us to come in. Where he who knew no sin became sin so that we could stand literally in righteousness before God. I don't even like saying that because this thing kicks in where I'm afraid of pride creeping in or false humility, another form of pride, just creeping in. I'm letting you know God turns around. He says, I make you clean. You're my child. You're my son. Here's the keys to the kingdom. They're yours. And God tells us he wants to meet you in that lonely place. If I could have John come up and Enrique, I want to pray for you this morning. Do your best. Do your best to not get distracted. Don't let the voices in your head say anything. Be careful, little eyes, what you see. God of all comfort, God of all spirit and grace, I thank you for what you showed us in the text today, where Jesus traded places with a leper who was lonely. Invite us into your presence so that we don't have to be alone. This park right now has more room in it, a lot more room. And this forces us to put this message into our lonely places. And God, we ask that you fill every lonely place today, every one of them, and that we would have the courage to come close to you, our real self, our true self, our honest self, to let you into our emotions. Regardless of distraction, we break an agreement this morning that I don't deserve to hear from you. That's hogwash. That doesn't work. Jesus makes us able. Amen? He makes us able. Come on in, Father. Come on into our emotions. Come on into our situations so you can clean and you can touch the unclean, just as the unclean skin fell away from the leper, we ask that our shame falls away as well. And in the name of Jesus, I break the power of shame of everyone listening to me right now. Speak, Father. Speak, Holy Spirit. Jesus, what do you want them to know? Speak to that identity someone's looking for, of the person that is alone with the disheveled hair and torn clothes and is only known by their issues. They're not known for who they are, just by their shame, There is no pretension, God, just fullness of joy. My friends, come right into that space. Come right into that home, God. Meet together at the table. And we ask you fill the lonely places here this morning. No posing. We let it go. And I give it to you this morning. I ask you bless my brother's beautiful Spanish words. May it not return void. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
On this one? Dios lo bendiga.
Buenos días.
Voy a tratar de traducir este mensaje, pero lo voy a hacer más corto. No lo voy a hacer palabra por palabra, pero vamos a ver algunos puntos que son muy importantes para llevar a la casa, para que el Señor nos siga ayudando a entender qué es lo que está diciendo. En el libro de San Marcos, dice, en 1:35, dice, a la mañana siguiente, antes del amanecer, Jesús se levantó y fue a un lugar aislado para orar. Más tarde, Simón y los otros salieron a buscarlo. Cuando lo encontraron, le dijeron, todos te están buscando. Jesús les respondió, debemos seguir adelante a ir a otras ciudades. Y en ellas también predicaré, porque para eso he venido. So aquí vemos que fueron a buscarlo. Es importante reconocer que nosotros no estamos solos en la vida. Si lo buscamos, buscamos a Cristo, lo vamos a encontrar. Él nos espera. Es importante que entender o reconocer que aunque a veces es difícil para estar juntos, estamos extrañando de no poder estar con todos. Y hay veces que necesitamos que estar solos, pero muchas veces queremos estar con otros. Y ahorita en este tiempo no podemos, ¿verdad? Y en estos tiempos vemos que tenemos la oportunidad a escapar de nuestros propios pensamientos. Ahora nos ha dado, tenemos tiempo para reflexionar sobre nuestras vidas. Y en estos tiempos son los tiempos que podemos saber qué es lo que Dios está diciendo a nosotros. Hay momentos, especialmente durante esta pandemia, que nos sentirnos solos, pero no estamos solos. Dios está con ustedes, cada uno. Sin embargo, el hecho de que estemos solos físicamente no significa que tengamos que estar solos espiritualmente. Igual como Cristo Jesús, Él se fue a estar solo con su padre. Estaba solo físicamente, pero no estaba solo espiritualmente. Vemos que muy temprano en la mañana Jesús se levantó para encontrarse con su padre. Y parece que Jesús se esconde de sus discípulos. Y nosotros de vez en cuando necesitamos alejarnos, como lo hizo Jesucristo. Necesitamos ese tiempo que estemos a estar solos con Dios. Aquí leemos que Jesús necesitaba pasar tiempo con su Padre. Y esto es realmente importante porque si nunca nos desconectamos de lo que es externo, siempre nos guiarán las agendas que vienen del exterior. Vemos cómo Jesús se desconectó de lo externo. Él nos instruye a vivir desde dentro de ese lugar tranquilo. Ese lugar de paz. Ahí es donde encontramos la paz. Lo que está enseñando aquí es la importancia de levantarse temprano para alinearnos con su propósito. Vemos que la popularidad y el propósito no siempre funcionan bien juntos. De hecho, no debemos confundir la fama con la fecundidad. No debemos confundir ser notado con ser conocido. Jesús se negó a conformarse a la opinión popular y o agendas externas. Y por esa razón leemos que tuvo que escabullirse de sus discípulos. Y se fue a un lugar solitario. Él tuvo que recargar su energía y pasar tiempo con él mismo y su Padre. Así es como Jesús recibió su dirección diaria. Y fue desde adentro, ahí es donde reconoció qué es lo que el Señor tiene, su papá, su padre tenía para él. Necesitamos tener este lugar en nuestras vidas donde estemos dispuestos a estar solos. Muchos han descubierto durante esta pandemia que es más difícil que nunca estar solo. Quiero decir, realmente solo. Y hacer realmente solo y buscar a Dios y hacer la pregunta importante. ¿Cuál es lo más importante? A preguntarle a Dios, Dios, ¿qué quieres que haga? Es lo que Jesucristo hizo diario. Tomó su tiempo en las montañas, en los cerros, salía en la madrugada para hablar con su Padre, a recibir dirección de Dios, de su Padre. Muchas veces cuando estamos solos, nos inundan las voces. Muchas veces cuando estamos solos hay mucho ruido en nuestra mente, ¿verdad? Tenemos muchas cosas que pasan por nuestra mente y estamos pensando que, pues, y después ya ni estamos pensando de las cosas que tenemos que enfocarnos. Y por eso es importante que salimos de esos tiempos para poder estar con Dios. Entonces vemos que Pedro encuentra a Jesús. Y en el lugar donde Jesús necesitaba tomarse un descanso de toda la locura que estaba ahí en ese tiempo. Y este pequeño lugar donde podía estar solo y escuchar a su Padre, se alejó de todas las distracciones, se alejó de todas las opiniones, se escapó del ciclo de 24 horas de ansiedad. Hoy recibimos este ciclo de 24 horas de ansiedad en la forma de los medios. Por medio, lo que hacen es cultivar el miedo. Muchas veces lo que leemos, lo que vemos, nos trae miedo. Nos lleva al corazón para tener miedo de cualquier cosa. Y muchas veces tenemos que tomar ese tiempo para tomar con Dios. A descansar, a dejar las cosas del mundo. Y estar ahí solo con tu Padre Celestial. Jesús tuvo que escapar. Y ahora aquí viene el Pedro. Y Pedro le dice a Jesús, hey, rabino, todos te están buscando. Como si Jesús fuera a conformarse con las expectativas de los demás. Jesús vino de Dios con un propósito. Jesús estaba en el apogeo de su popularidad, pero eligió estar solo. Y eso es lo que él pudo hacer cuando su intención y propósito se establecieron desde adentro. Primeramente, nosotros tenemos que buscar primero el reino de Dios y su justicia. Segundamente, tenemos que operar desde un lugar de paz, no desde la presión. Tenemos que dejar el mundo por una temporada. Recuerde, poseemos un paz que trasciende todo entendimiento. Para proteger nuestro corazón y nuestra mente mediante una vida en Cristo Jesús. Podemos establecer límites. Y este es el ámbito al que vamos a prestar atención. Enfocar nuestros ojos en lo que es eterno, no en lo temporal. Jesús eligió ir a un lugar solitario. Jesús eligió separarse de todos los estrés y la drama. Jesús eligió separarse de todas las demandas que rodeaban. Él tenía que salvar el mundo. Ese era el propósito de Dios, de Cristo. Sin embargo, Jesús decidió retirarse a un lugar solitario para lograr la alineación con su asignación. Ahí es donde vamos a alinear nuestra asignación. Jesús le dijo a Pedro que iban a ir a otras ciudades porque él no había venido solo para hacer cosas espectaculares o para perseguir la fama y el reconocimiento. Vino a hacer lo que fue llamado a hacer. Entonces usted aquí mismo en su casa puede ser lo que viniste a hacer. Puede dirigir su atención hacia la dirección de su destino, no hacia la distracción de este momento. Hay veces que podemos llenarnos nuestra cabeza. En esos tiempos es cuando tenemos que tomar ese tiempo con Dios, ¿verdad? Nos alejamos de las cosas de este mundo porque siempre nos están jalando. pero toma su tiempo con Dios. Él te espera. Y primeramente te va a dar paz, te va a dar dirección, te va a dar alineación. Te va a dar todo lo que necesitas por ese día y quizás el futuro. Dios dice que puedes acercarte. Dios está cerca de los quebrantados de corazón. Jesús no dio una lección al mostrarnos cómo salió el campamento para que pudiéramos entrar, sino lo que Él hizo, Él nos enseñó cómo podemos entrar en las cosas más profundas, en las áreas que, donde nuestro corazón sea afectado con el Espíritu de Dios. En esos tiempos lo tomamos cuando estamos solos con Él. Dios dice que puedes acercarte, y también dice, Él no conocía pecado, el que no conocía pecado, sabía que un día se convertiría en pecado en la cruz, para que pudiéramos nosotros ser justos ante Dios. Lo instaló en el lugar tranquilo con su Padre. Ahí fue donde Él pudo acercarse y enfocarse en razón por qué Él vino. Él vino para ustedes y para mí, ¿verdad? Para que podamos tener vida eterna con Él. Y eso es lo más importante de todo. Hay muchos aquí en esta ciudad que sienten que están solos, pero muchos no saben que Dios está ahí con ellos. Y nomás les está esperando que abran el corazón para que Él les enseñe que Él está por ellos. Y ha hecho todo que era necesario para que puedan tener perdón de todo lo que han hecho y tener vida eterna. Todo esto lo que hizo Cristo Jesús fue porque Él estaba enfocado en el propósito, en la razón por qué Él vino. Estaba enfocado. Y nosotros también tenemos un propósito. Hay una razón que estamos aquí. Y la cosa es de pedirle al Señor en estos tiempos solitarios, ¿qué es lo que qué pide de nosotros nuestro Padre Celestial? ¿Amén? Voy a orar. Señor, te damos gracias por lo que has hecho en nuestra vida, Señor. Te damos gracias por el ejemplo que nos diste de tomar tiempo en solitud, tiempo contigo, tiempo a poder reflexionar de nuestra vida y poder enfocarnos en el propósito que tienes para nosotros. Pido que bendices a cada persona que esté aquí, que lo llenes con su espíritu, les diriges, Señor, y les enseñas cuál es su voluntad. En el nombre de Cristo. Amén.
Jason McKay. We're going to close in some songs here as you get ready to head out. And so, again, I just want to say praise God and thanks for those that were able to give above and beyond. Your tithes just help us be able to supply for the needs of the equipment that we were just borrowing at the time. And so now we were able to pay for that. All that money came in after last week's giving. So just praise God, right? Isn't that awesome? And even a little bit above and beyond that, which was awesome, which just allows us to continue to pay for some of the expenses that come along with the services. And then spread the word, you know, if people can't come, we are trying to post these on Facebook afterwards. Sometimes the streaming works, sometimes it doesn't, depending on reception, but this will get posted on later today and people can, or this week, they can watch it this week. So, yeah, next week we'll be here again. So let's join in song together here.
Melody doesn't.
To that, what he says goes in our life of who he says you are, and all that we do, right? We just follow faithful in his steps. So we're gonna send you out with this song. And one last little plug, if any of you are there, like super early risers in the morning, like, I mean, like early, like when the sun comes up, you know? Yeah, so there might be a couple of you. There might be others that just throughout the morning, if there's some places where you feel like if you haven't been, I don't want to, the people that are volunteering now, you guys are already doing a lot. But if you'd like to get involved, there are some ways to help through different parts of the morning in setting this up and breaking down. And so reach out to me. And find me and let me know, and I can talk to you about that, because we'd love to just continue as we're looking at doing this month to month and as the weather hangs in there, hopefully, for us. And so, but yeah, I just want to plant that seed. So be in prayer about that. And then again, for all the volunteers that make this happen, thank you already. So.
Your love, it beckons me.
Bless you guys.